Was that difficult to kind of get off the mat and find some momentum?
Yeah, I mean, I actually thought we didn't have too bad of a start, 5-5, and I didn't really like the penalty on Tony. I thought it was a bad call. I mean, we're already going to go down a man advantage, and they give us another one, and the floodgates are open from there. So I just said this to Brad. I think, you know, unfortunately, our downfall has been our bad's been really bad. So we've been playing good hockey lately. I mean, this feels very similar to the Boston game where we just, the ice was completely tilted, and you know, we got completely dominated, and we got to find a way in nights like this when we're going to be, you know, not have our best. We can't lose 9-3. I mean, if it's going to be 4-1, it's going to be 5-2. Give yourselves a chance to stay in the game, and we didn't give ourselves any chance at all. We left our goalies out to dry, and we learned a hard lesson tonight. That was it was a long 60 minutes for us to play.
And finally, you just, how long does it stick with you? You've been around long enough. When do you wipe the slate and just move forward?
I mean, we got a tough game in Florida. I mean, they're a good hockey team, and I mean, we saw the skill they have, and I mean, their record speaks for itself. So, I mean, we got to regroup tomorrow, day off, or whatever we're doing tomorrow, practice, and you know, be ready to go. I think the good thing in the NHL is you play every other day almost, and we got to, you know, come ready with a better work ethic. And I mean, start to finish, we can be better. That's no surprise. I mean, we can sit here and talk about it. I mean, we all saw what happened out there, and you know, we got to come together as a group, and we can't let our bad hockey be that bad.